mother and daughter, Breast of Friends podcast. And today we are going to get a little bit cold.
I think you're just absolutely ridiculous. But let me just tell you what's happened today, which was an absolute disaster. So you get me to try and find my swimming costumes, don't you? So I have the whole house upside down and I find three. And do you know what? All three of my swimming costumes have shrunk.
They've what?
All three of them have shrunk.
It's disgusting when they do things like that.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
You know? So I've had to go and buy another one. So I go into the supermarket. I don't know if I'm allowed to say which one it is.
Whatever.
But Asda, anyway. And I said, have you got a hippopotamus-sized one?
Yeah. What did have they sorted you out? Did they say yes?
Well, she looked at me a bit strangely, but anyway, I found one for myself. You'll see it.
Ah, right, okay. Well, listen, before we go in there, what we are doing today, and I've really wanted to try this for a long time. Do you know, even just talking about this, obviously Eva May's here as well, the granddaughter and the daughter. Say hello.
Hello.
Here she is. Look, she's wanted to be a part of this. I don't think you will be when you realise what we're going into. Do you know, even just about to talk about this is making me want to have a wee.
Ditto.
Right. So we've decided, and I've seen this advertised quite a bit around here. It's the cold plunge therapy. Now, I've been quite invested in this. I've done a lot of research into it. I do have quite a few cold showers, right? And I know it's really good for you. And I thought, you know, what a great adventure for me and you to do, and that is for us to try it properly.
Oh, I don't know what to say. I'm speechless.
Well, I think you're going to be probably more speechless when we get in there. Yeah. I mean, we've had the whole conversation. You've never heard anything like it, seriously. All day today, she's been going, well, I can't get in and out of it. It won't be any good for my hips. Well, what if I have a heart attack? Well, what if my brain hurts? I'm like, shut up and get yourself in there. So here we go. I really do need a wee.
Enhance your ability to feel and increase your sensitivity in a breast self-exam. With the Aware Self-Examination Kit, available at awarebreastcheck.co.uk. Proud sponsors of the Mother and Daughter Breast of Friends podcast.
It's beautiful in here. See, look, Mum, there's nothing to be frightened of at all. Look, it's
no,
all...
It is, I've got to say, this is absolutely stunning and it's not what I would have expected.
Why, what actually were you expecting? Were you expecting a trough or something?
I don't know what I was expecting, but it was filling me with terror, whatever it was. But I feel more relaxed now coming here. It's a very calm atmosphere, isn't it?
No, it's beautiful. Well, it's the Nest Therapy and Wellness Hub. As soon as you read that, you think, oh, I'm all zen-like. I'm going to stay here for a little bit longer. You might have noticed as well there's somebody else here, as well as the daughter child. There's Belle here. So Belle is Jo from Model Mentor's daughter.
Yeah.
She's going to film it today.
I'm not even sure you could be serious.
No, well, I kind of am because I think, you know, this is something that you're okay
with. I had to go and buy a hippopotamus-sized swimming costume.
Oh, listen, don't get me wrong, right? I've said to Belle already, right? She's only allowed to get from the belly button upwards, right?
Oh, no. I want belly button downwards from me.
Oh, right, Belle, are you listening to this right? So it's belly button upwards for me, and belly button downwards.
Absolutely, legs. I'm more than happy with my legs. It's the other bit that's...
It's always the thing, isn't it? If it was split us in two, we'd be happy. Anyway, we digress. Gemma, thank you. This is your baby.
It is, yes. Welcome.
Thank you so much. And it literally is called the cold plunge.
It is, yes. It does what it says on the tin. That's what you're going to be doing today.
Can I just ask firstly, why? Why did you want to do this?
So about 4 years ago, I kind of got into cold water swimming, it must have started coming up on my newsfeed, going out into kind of Chatsworth River and then the pool at Matlock Bath, and it just felt great.
Yeah.
And so I got into it, got a little ice tub in the garden, and then the opportunity came up here. I thought, oh, share it with Chesterfield.
I love this because you are absolutely spot on. Like, so many people are talking about it now. You see it everywhere. I've looked into it loads because I've always had this thing like, I quite like a cold shower. Yes. Not for very long, don't get me wrong. And I thought, because it makes me feel better. I was like, why does it make me feel better? And there's a lot to do with the increase of dopamine, isn't there?
Yeah.
What else do you reckon? What other benefits can you get from
it? So there's lots of different reasons that people will come and enjoy the cold plunge. So first kind of basic reason is pain, inflammation. So that whether I've had someone recently come and they're enjoying it for their arthritis, or we have a lot of people who are kind of really into fitness, so they want to speed up that kind of muscle recovery so they can kind of get back to their exercise. I'm really passionate about the kind of the mood and the mental health side of things. So, I mean, you'll see today how you feel. But yeah, it increases your dopamine. It stimulates your vagus nerve, which is part of your parasympathetic nervous system, which is basically the job to calm you down and respond to stress. And that can have a crossover effect into society.
Golly.
Is that persuasive?
Yeah. Just one question. Am I likely to have a heart attack?
No.
Right. No. We'll go for it.
We do a health form before anyway, but no, you won't.
Oh, so as long as I've given consent, it's yes, okay. No, you won't, it's okay if I have a heart attack.
We've had all kinds of questions today, and actually I think you've pretty much answered that, because Mum is like the bionic woman, right? There's not much of her that's real anymore.
Yeah.
Two new hips, partial brain.
Oh, I've got someone that comes in with a hip replacement and he loves it.
Oh, no, I've got both.
Yeah.
No. I don't mess about with just one. Come on. Let's get this job right.
Well, I've told her she'll be able to get in and out of it. So I think, we don't want to be disturbing too many other people, because obviously this is a wellness hub as a whole. What else is here?
So there's a chiropractor there. It's Chatsworth Chiropractor, yeah. There's Chesterfield Children's Physiotherapy. AM Sports Massage.
The massage bit always sounds good at the same time,
and
doesn't it?
I've always got a bad back. Do you think that'll help me with that?
Everybody's experience in the cold water is very different. But yeah, it will. It should help with pain.
That's amazing. Yeah, now I'm looking forward to it now, I think.
I'm really intrigued, actually, as to how much good I think it might do you. Because you always have said, haven't you, that you always wash your face in cold water.
Yeah.
You've always done that.
Yeah, that's how I wash, just cold water. No soap, no nothing else, just cold water. Yeah. Luckily, I've got no wrinkles.
Come on, without further ado, let's go and have a look, see what it is that we're going to be getting into here. We don't have to get in together, do we?
No, one at a time.
Well, that's all right.
Maybe one day I'll get everyone, so yeah.
Already it's very zen-like. It's all very... Oh, look, there's a big sign. Okay, so don't you panic, because she's already trying to get out of this, right? So just bear with me.
Do not rush this bit, because it's your first plunge. We take it nice and steady, and I'll talk you through exactly what to expect, talk you about how to get in, how your body will respond to the cold. So I've just got to go through, kind of health and safety-wise, about the cold exposure warning. So we get lots of people coming here for different reasons, and some people want to come and really push the length of time they're in there, and that's not what the cold water's about. So it's got lots of far-reaching benefits, but we all know the word hypothermia, and that will happen if you stay in there for too long, which you will not do at all today. So safety-wise, they say for every degree, a minute. We're at 10 degrees today. You will not be doing anywhere near 10 minutes. It's a practice. You have to build up your tolerance. That first minute's the most challenging bit anyway. But you will take it as steady as you need.
I think she's about passed out over there. This is brilliant.
We'll step you in bit by bit, but we're going to aim for sitting you down.
Oh, are we? Right.
Yeah, that's what we're going for. But we take it as steady. There's no rush. Take it as steady as you need. And then... if you wanted to come back, you can just use the room. Once you've had this dip with me and you're nice and safe, you can come back and use it as and when you want.
Okay. I want to say you are very calming, a very calming person. And I don't feel quite as neurotic about it as I did a few minutes ago.
It's totally normal to feel apprehensive. It's something new. It's the cold water. And it is... in our society, they call it the pleasure principle. We like to sit on a sofa, we like to be warm. So this is doing exactly the opposite of what society wants us to get, trained us to do. But this is good for our body, and it's going to make you feel good too.
I'm excited. I feel like I'm going to get thin. No, you're going first.
So there's two main things that when you get into the cold water will happen. So... and what you've got to start remembering is that these are all completely natural reactions for your body to have. And you've almost got to kind of get into the mindset of when they happen, be like, thank you, body, thank you for doing that. So the first thing, cold receptors will kind of feel that cold water, the receptors on your skin, and it'll send a message to your brain. And it'll kind of create a bit of adrenaline, a bit of fight or flight. You will get that mental chatter in your head that, oh, this is a bit uncomfortable, I'll get out. And what you need to do is push those thoughts away and kind of think, no, I'm going in the cold water. I'm going to kind of lean into how it feels. So how it feels, people describe it in different ways. Some people say it's a bit tingly, it's a bit spiky. Some people liken it to when you hold a snowball for too long.
Ah, so it's like
an ache.
An ache.
Yes. Now, that first minute is always the most challenging bit. And then after that, a lot of people say that that kind of feeling goes away. Doesn't suddenly become a warm bath, but it's not as intense.
How long were you expecting me to be in there for?
So I would always go for your first minute. That's when you're going to have to concentrate and kind of breathe. And I'll talk to you about the breathing next bit. But I wouldn't go for more than 2-3 minutes for your first one.
Yeah, fine. Yeah. Okay. I'm just trying to think what I can talk to myself about for 3 minutes.
On. You can talk to me, you can talk to someone else, you can swear, you can close your eyes.
Is squealing a good idea?
You can squeal, yes. I think they will have gone home upstairs, so you can squeal.
I should probably just take the mickey out of it, because that's the way I deal with things like that. So
the second thing, which is good to make you aware of, is something called the cold water shock response. It sounds dramatic, but it's your body, it's designed to do this. So once again, your body will feel that cold water and it'll create a response in your intercostal muscles and your diaphragm, and they'll spasm and it'll make you do a deep breath in.
That's what happened when I tried to do the bath. I couldn't breathe. I felt like I couldn't breathe.
So that's why I've got this little light up here to remind everybody that it's all in your breathing. Good. So the worst thing you can do is try and stop that breath. Let that breath happen. Let it go in and then slow breath out. And this is where that first 30 seconds you'll have to concentrate a bit, but don't stop that breath. Almost thank your body for doing it.
Okay.
We associate that breath in real life with anxiety, shock, panic, but in here your body is doing what it's designed to do, and it's just responding to the cold.
Okay.
The best thing you can do, nice breath in, and what'll happen is as you kind of relax, your body will kind of, your nervous system will adapt.
I'm going to be very intrigued, right? And this is something that probably you won't have to have conversations about much, as to how my nipples will work. Because, let me just tell you, my nipples were, they're mine, but they came off and got put back on again.
Oh, that will be interesting. I mean, how do they normally react to the cold?
Well, they have a mind of their own. They sometimes do, and then they sometimes don't bother.
Oh, well, this will be, good experiment. Good experiment.
So we'll see how Phoebe nipples work in a moment. She's ready to get in. Look at her. Is this okay, Gemma? No. She's one of this is my mum, right? This is her
ready
all over. She'll be like, don't want to do it, don't want to do it, don't want to do it. Right, let me get on with it.
I'll keep a little look on the timer here. Because as soon as your torso goes in, I want to keep you safe. And this is more for people that kind of want to come and try and do as long as possible, which is,
fantastic. Right, so Mum's going to go first.
So hang on a minute. When I take my top off, you can have a look at my swimming costume.
Have you got any... What is it with this swimming costume? Because you seem quite excited about this whole prospect of us seeing this swimming costume.
Well, I've never known anything. Well, it's just funny.
Has it got, like, unicorns on it or something?
No. It's the only black one I could find.
Right, go on. Go on, then. I was not expecting that. So the only black swimming costume Mum could find, it says Team Bride on it.
Well, I know. Well, it's all right, isn't it?
You should be going on a hen party.
The hips now. Will you need a little bit of?
I might need a bit of a
hand. That's fine.
Because
it's not the easiest.
That's my issue. Is actually that is going to be the
way. That's it. Yeah. So step in like that.
No, it's right. She's
now this leg
doesn't like going up. Even has it got you?
Has it gone in?
There it is.
Ooh. It's a bit chilly. Minute, where's the step? Oh, it's there. I've got it.
Got it?
Yeah, I've done it.
Right, you're in.
Right, well, that's one leg in.
Right, that's one leg. That's good. The timer doesn't start yet, though, does it? Well, right, the timer starts when you get your second leg in and your butt down. How's that? So both legs are in?
Yeah, both legs are in.
I think you're doing really well.
I'm absolutely astounded with myself.
You haven't squealed or anything.
No,
I think you're going to like this.
Do you think so?
Step down into there.
Step down.
Really nice.
Ooh. Right. Okay, I've done that.
Feeling all right?
Yeah.
And then a slow breath in and then slowly lower yourself onto that. But expect your breathing to go in a bit. So let that go in and you'll probably have to concentrate. You're doing very well.
Am I doing it okay?
Really?
I think you're doing really well. I thought she'd be a right Marty.
So just let me know how you're feeling as you're going down.
Yes,
she's going down.
Oh, God.
How is it?
I don't know. Oh, God. Can I just get up again? Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah. Oh. Remember your body overreacting.
And breathe.
Well done.
Well done, Mum. She's in. Wow.
So let your breath, let your breath go in and then slowly come out. Really good.
It's a tad cold.
Usually I have people really having to breathe through this.
I feel like I'm under pressure now.
Yeah, I mean, she's set the bar. A fight or flight response is pretty chill.
Do you make hands go in or not?
I would leave your hands for now.
Would you? Okay. I already put my hands in earlier.
Oh, look at her being this big. Look at her being this big, brave girl. Right? All of this mardy, mardy, bum, bum, don't know if I can do it, think I might die and all of this malarkey. What? You don't know what you're moaning about.
It's not actually bad.
I think you could probably get a lot of benefit. Yeah.
I mean, it does go down to 2 degrees.
Flipping freezing.
You're not putting it down to two, are you?
No.
It's cold for my hands, I've got to say. I'm taking my hands out now.
The hands, you'll feel it.
Yeah, but I've done it. I've put them in. Amazing. Yeah, I put them in, and I'll go and get me. I've sat down now, so I'm in my shoulders.
Amazing.
All right?
Yeah.
She's like, am I doing all right? I mean, I can get out. Do you think you can hold it a bit longer?
Yeah, of course.
You've done a minute and a half.
Yeah. Well, how long? 10 minutes, is it?
No, not
no, she's just been...
Absolutely not.
She's literally just showing off now, right? So actually, I think what we need to do... I mean, look at your granddaughter rubbing your hands there, all concerned about you. Where's your daughter? She's just laughing at you.
Fine. It's lovely.
I think, you know, after all of these years of her suffering so badly with her back, with her hips... With everything, I think we might have found something that actually...
How often do you have to do it?
So, it's up to... I mean, if I had this at home, I'd be dipping in it every morning to start the day. I come down here about 4 times a week and I'll jump in for a few minutes each time.
It increases what's called your dopamine, Mum, right? So how it does it is, well, you know, like when you get dopamine from chocolate and stuff like that, anything that's kind of bad for you, and it's over very quickly. What this does, it increases your dopamine by 2.5%, am I right?
2.5 times.
2.5 times. Sorry, 2.5 times. Silly Becky. 2.5 times, but then it goes throughout the day, is that right?
Yeah, so it'll keep going for a few hours now.
Yeah.
So you should feel good.
I've got a tingling in my legs.
Yeah.
That's normal, isn't it?
To be fair, you're coming up to... It's time's flown by. You've come up to 3 minutes, so we'll get you stood up and out now.
Yeah. Oh.
Right, now she's stuck. I mean, maybe I shouldn't laugh at this point as Mum tries to get out of the tub. Maybe I should be helping her. I don't know, but she's... I don't really want to be at that end, so I thought I'd just leave them to it. I feel really under pressure now, really under pressure. I thought that there might be squeals, I thought that there might be, no, I can't do this. And there wasn't any of that at all. I now kind of know how you've managed to battle gene patents and stuff like that, because if you can do a cold water tub for 4 minutes, then I suppose anything is possible, isn't it?
You did amazing. Yeah. You made it.
I actually really enjoyed it. I didn't. Once I've got in, I didn't actually find it cold. Is that weird?
No. But the way you reacted in that first minute was extremely calm, and you adapted to the cold. You've obviously got quite a strong mindset. And
you're telling me, really? I'm surprised she's here, that she's that blooming stubborn. But you see, now I'm glad that you have done it. Seriously, Mum, I do think I'm going to be really interested to see how you feel. And I think, you know, if you are up for coming back and she can come, yeah, I think it would be really good for you. And like, I think we should follow how it's going to, if it'll suit you.
Hang on.
I mean, I can't see your face.
This is the hardest bit for you, getting in the poncho.
She's just hidden in a poncho just for the minute. You're right. Yeah, hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, no, it's lovely. You'll enjoy it. Well, actually, I can't wait for you to get in.
Oh, cheers.
I want to watch this.
Right, well, here we go
then. I want
then.
To see if you're as a brave soldier as I am. I reckon that if I had sort of 10 or 15 minutes in that, I reckon my bad back would be better.
Do you know, so for me, obviously, you know, I was talking about the blood circulation, but anything, I can see the phrase weight loss. Right, from 1,000 miles away, right? Because I want anything that will help with that, that might aid it. How does it aid it?
So with this, there's research out about how the cold activates something called brown fat, which then stimulates our metabolism. So that's one of the research that's out there. But from kind of watching clients and almost my experience with the cold, if I get in there, then I feel more awake, more alive, less lethargic, and then make better decisions for the rest of the day. Then it's kind of got that knock-on rolling effect. You feel full of energy, so you're less likely to kind of go to those comfort foods and
clearer-minded.
Yes, yeah. It just has that kind of, that's the way I think. It, apart from kind of the science linking the brown fat and metabolism, for me, it's what it does to kind of your brain, your mood, and then how you then act for the rest of the day.
Right. Do you know what? I've got a feeling that when I go home, you know all those swimming costumes that shrunk? I think they're probably going to fit now.
They're all going to fit in that one cold plunge, and that's it.
That's
She's
it, yeah,
Cindy Blooming Crawford. Right, come on then, it's my turn. Okay, right. Is this initial bit, isn't it?
Yeah, so your brain's designed to protect you. So when I dip in there a couple of times a week, at that point we'll think, or rather not.
Yeah.
I don't ever think, oh, get me in. It's getting over
it, that. It just, do you know what the unfortunate thing is, and I think they could probably do with a better design on it, is it looks like something you used to dip the sheep in at the farm.
Yeah. You know, it's got a rustic.
Yeah, and they never looked happy. Right, let's do this.
So
right.
Best thing you can do, nice long breath in, and then as you step down, breathe.
Chuffing
Nora.
Well
done.
Wow. You see? It's fun. Right, I can feel it proper in my feet.
So nice, long breath. Remember, your body's going to be reacting to it.
Whoa.
Very good.
I have to make different noises to you.
Hey, can you do that?
No.
I can feel it in my ankles. I can feel it in my knees. Right, are we ready?
So nice, slow breath in, and then expect that breath to go a bit, unless you're as cool as a cucumber. That's the bath.
That was that.
Cooling back to 10 degrees.
That was that.
Yeah, so keep, you have to concentrate for this bit. That's it. Until you get so uncomfortable.
Oh.
Send those thoughts out.
Don't you like it? I loved it.
I can't. I'm struggling to breathe as much.
Yeah, so were you... You're having the kind of how most people react. So you probably need to just... You need to focus. Just... I'll turn the music up a bit for you. You're 30 seconds in, so give it another 30 seconds of focus.
I'm starving.
That's it. Soften your shoulders, soften your neck.
Very well to be calm at this moment.
You think so?
Well, I don't think you've got any sensitivity left.
Oh well, I knew you'd find it.
You put a bit of arm in.
Yeah, it'll set your shock response off again.
We've
done over a minute.
I didn't get any reaction like that. Which seems a bit
Am I all right?
Now I'm worried that I'm not getting a reaction.
Some nice slow breaths, relaxing that neck and shoulders. So you've come up to your 3 minutes.
Is it time?
Well done.
I'll tell you what, that was. I'm going to warm up in a sec. So yeah, I'm warming up. Oh gosh, you feel the warmness. This I've never felt so. I've never felt so snuggly in all of my life. And do you know what? My little baby there, she was little, rubbing a little hand on my shoulder. Yeah, thank you, beautiful. No. Oh, little snuggles there, and that's the best snuggle ever after. And even me was just asking then, how old do you have to be to do this?
So at the moment it's 18 and above, and that's because all the kind of research that's out there is done on adults. And for me, it's more about the safety side of how your body warms up after. And obviously younger people have got smaller bodies, different kind of setups to adults. So at the moment I'm basing it on research that's around adults. However, I have got a phone call with a lady who has started using cold water therapy with children.
Because I can imagine if it does the whole kind of dopamine, etc., then for ADHD, it must be amazing.
So there is obviously research out there that's kind of linking it to all different kind of if you've got additional needs like ADHD, or you want to manage some of your characteristics. So
whenever I have the cold shower, right, and this is the chicken's way out of it. So what I do is I always start it hot, right, and then I turn it to cold, and I do that sort of gradually, and then I blast it, and I do that, right, and I can feel that. That's like my power move in the morning. Go right, I'm gonna get it. I can now feel. I came here. I was a bit tired. I'm not gonna lie. I had a bit of a cold this week. Do you feel clearer?
Yeah. That's a lot of people say that they just feel like they've got a crisper mind. Better cognition, more awake, more energy. But now for you warming up, best thing for you to do, lots of conscious movement and no red hot bath within the next hour or two.
I'm going to say, because that's the worst thing that you can do.
Yeah, can make your blood pressure go down, and that does not feel great when you feel like that. So yeah.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
No,
I think which is quite strange is that it's taken me by surprise, and I think it's taken you by surprise, hasn't it?
Well, I'm astonished at it. In fact, to be quite honest, I could have easily stayed in there another 3 minutes. I know you shouldn't, but it wouldn't have been a problem at all.
I think you should. I mean, I'd like to keep coming. I'd be interested to see how it works for me, and I think it would be really something that would benefit you, because you have struggled for ages. And also, you know, what we were going to touch on and we haven't touched on is it's very good for menopausal symptoms, isn't it?
Amazing for managing menopausal symptoms. And obviously, like, I don't want to bring my personal life into this, but I'm 40 next year, had my ovaries removed when I was 33, and I found it incredible for managing the symptoms of surgical menopause. Brilliant.
Again, when you look into that, and we'll share that onto our website, because when you look into sort of how to manage menopausal symptoms, whether it's the hot flushes, but again, it's here, it's the mental side of stuff, and it's that not having clarity. I think you're quite lucky, really, Mum, because you've never really suffered badly with menopausal symptoms at all, have you?
No, I was very lucky because I made them put the biggest HRT implant they could find into me when they gave me a full hysterectomy. But I've got to say, I mean, I was just lucky. I've been very lucky in my life. I know I've had loads of things wrong, but I've kind of like got through them all, which is good. Including that, really. But but seriously, people do have to have their ovaries removed with this faulty gene. And it is one of the things that it's a silent killer. Ovarian cancer is a silent killer. And it is important that people, when they've finished having the family, or at least by the age of 40, they have their ovaries removed. And that brings on a surgical early menopause. Now, if there's something that can be done that assists in that, then why would you not take advantage of it? I mean, I've just tried that. I've just done it. I mean, the difficult bit for me was my stupid hips don't bend as they ought, as they used to. I used to be very, very flexible. I'm not now. And so I needed an army to get me in there. But, I mean, once I was in, I was absolutely fine. Loved it. Absolutely.
And the thing is, like, you know, just talking through all of this, people suffer from the menopause in so many different ways. And it's the same with anything. Not one size fits all. Yeah. And people have different experiences with it. What this does is pretty much covers everything. Yeah. Aches, pains, sweats,
your brain fog. Yeah, your anxiety or your low mood, whichever. I mean, there's a list of symptoms, like you say, that everyone experiences differently. And it is a holistic thing. Like you mentioned HRT, diet's really important, lifestyle. But this just complements everything,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, it's not something that you can particularly, you know, use on your own, or you could if you wanted to. But using it to assist, what is the harm in that?
I think that's the point, isn't it? Using it as an extra additional therapy to complement everything else that you're being given.
100%. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah,
and we shall be back. Watch this space, right? Because I'm going to think I'm going to come every day and then I'm going to be half stone lighter by next week.
Oh, I was expecting by tomorrow, actually, but never mind.
Well, you're going to be running a marathon, mate. So, you know, we're going to be on a winner. Gemma, thank you.
No, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.